Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society?
That's Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
All right, and good morning, everybody, and wherever you are, however you're listening. I want to thank you for joining us this morning on the Ron Kelly Show. Glad to be here. A little bit under the weather, but here nonetheless. I'd like to say good morning to you all, and wherever you are and however you're listening, I want to thank you for making the show. Probably your Sunday morning, your post-Easter Sunday morning, I should say. We got a great day weather-wise, a great show coming up for you this morning here on the Ron Kelly Show. The phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. And the Ron Kelly Show is the official website where you can hear archive shows as well as you can hear them also at blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. Go to theronkellyshow.com. And the contact information is there if you'd like to advertise on the program. You're certainly welcome. We can make a deal for you. So don't worry about that. We need to do we'll be in touch with you and cater with an advertising program to your specific needs. So go to theronkellyshow.com. And my information is on contact page. You can contact me there. If you be so inclined to involve yourself with Ron Kelly Show, it will work. Forget that. How can you be in fear of your life if you're running away from it? Doesn't make much sense to me. But anyway, what happened was he filed in for it. And the other question is, who's that other cop? And who's the other cop? You see another cop showed up and he was there. Yeah, that's the, well documented. You can see that there's another officer there. There's another officer there. So how can you say you would give your life to another officer? I mean, the guy was running away. It was clear that the man was running away. Had his back turned. Had his back turned to the police officer. Had his back turned. And he was running away and was shot in the back. Now, the false report was already made with the gentleman, with the police officer said that he was in fear for his life. You know, see, now, it's just a good thing that the man was there. Watching, filming the attack, because if he hadn't done that, nobody would have saw it. No one would have saw it. So thank God that the man was there, was filming this thing. But so it was abundantly clear that the police officer killed the man, and it wasn't in self-defense. Now, now, you can judge for yourself. Look at videotape. You can see very clearly that the man was shot in the back. Very clear. So we're gonna talk about that in a little while. You may get it. May Wayne Smith may call into the program. A little bit under the weather today. Really didn't want to do the show today. Up to the last minute of the show, I really did not want to do the show today. But I said, you know what, I didn't have a chance to warn everybody. So, really take my mind off being sick. So I figured I'd just go ahead and do the program anyway. You know, it's about 8 minutes past the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show. We're here every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. And we'll be heard in other venues as well. We're putting everything together. And you'll hear it very soon. So just stay tuned for that. All right, phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. Headphones not working today. Not sure what's going on, but, you know, it's not one thing, it's another. Here on the Ron Kelly Show. So thank you all for listening to the program. Appreciate you taking time out from your Sunday morning to listen to us. Me right now. So yes, now just because we have a video doesn't mean we have an indictment. You know? Now, my thinking is that he won't. We'll see when we see. That's what I said. Because you never know with these cases, you know, I'm sure the lawyers or the police are circling the wagons and they're twisting things around. And it depends on the jury pool, you know, what kind of jury they get. If they get an all-white jury like they did with Michael Brown, you know, that's one of the prosecution's tricks to get an all-white jury who would be antithetical to black folks and vote for conviction, vote for acquittal. Because they just don't like black people. How many times have we seen that jury nullification where people will, where they will not convict because they don't like African Americans? How many times have we seen that? Many times. We've seen that many times. So in any case, we welcome you back into the Ron Kelly Show. We're going to talk about this a little bit more at length. Let's also talk about Hillary Clinton, who's probably going to announce today that she's running for president. And what does that mean for us? The post-Obama era. What does that mean for our people? You know, and how, what Hillary... What will Hillary do if she wins? We'll talk about that as well. Because actually right now, you know, nobody knows. She's a Democrat. She's running as a Democrat. But who knows what she's going to do? Black folks need to, we need to Black folks need to try to remember that everybody that votes, we've historically voted Republican. We've historically voted Democrat, I should say, black folks, and historically voted Democrat. And, what has it done for us? You know, I've said this in the past few elections. What does voting for Democrats, what has that done for us? You know, and moreover, and more importantly, what are we going to do for ourselves? Because again, you know, people can't help you if you're not helping yourself. Black folks, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. As people, we got a lot of work to do. It's time for us to come together and handle our business. Okay, I'll take it back. I'll print a retraction. I don't mean to talk badly about the people who sign petitions. If that's what you feel like you need to do, that's fine. Yeah, do it. All the people who march, as I've said, I've posted, and even though don't believe in any of that stuff, I still have to respect the effort of the folks who are doing it. So, in other words, I do feel like, okay, well, if that's what they felt like doing, then that's fine. You know, they're making an effort, they're doing something. I just don't believe in, I just don't believe in those things. I don't believe in petitions, and I don't believe in marching. Now I have to say that marching and protest has risen the awareness of the powers that be, because nowadays, when something happens, I mean, the post Michael Brown, post Trayvon Martin era, police departments and prosecutors are quick to arrest the police officers, especially if it's something done, something is blatant. If it's something is as blatant as this, you see, there should be more charges of obstruction of justice, filing false reports. And who's the other cop? Why didn't he go to jail? He should be an accomplice. What happened with that? And I guess those things will come out a little bit later on. But right now, the police officer is in jail. Police officer's in jail. No bond. Which, that's what it takes for us to get action on these things. There needs to be a clear, and it shouldn't be like that, but there needs to be a clear case. There needs to be clear, like as it was in this North Charleston video, it has to be clear that folks have a, there's wrongdoing. It has to be clear. And it was clear in this case. It was absolutely clear. The man turned away and ran and was shot at 8 times, 5 of the bullets hitting in the back. Now, Geraldo is just an idiot. Now I respect him for what he's done with himself. He was a gangbanger at one time. Now he's a lawyer. He's been brainwashed by Fox News. And I respect him. He's got a radio show in New York in the afternoon. I respect him. I respect him as an individual. But he's always saying something stupid in regards to when it comes to something involving racial relations. Now, if you look up, if you Google Geraldo, I don't even want to see it, but it's just insane to me. You Google Geraldo, and he's talking about the officer's adrenaline being pumped up, and, almost giving a rite of passage to the police officer, the shooting man. He's right there on the tip, but he won't go over the edge. He's not that stupid. But he's right there. So it's just ridiculous. But with the Trayvon Martin thing, Geraldo was saying that, I would tell my kids not to wear hoodies. Come on. Tell your kids not to wear hoodies. That's the thing to do. Come on. It's ridiculous. So we'll continue to talk about that. We'll take your call, 347-426-3214. It's a little under the weather today, a little out of it. We're going to struggle through, muddle through, and try to get the show in the can, as they say, here on the Ron Kelly Show. Phone number is 347-426-3214, 347-426-3214. A little bit later on, we'll talk about the president in Cuba. What's that about? So we're going to be based over there soon. And Hillary, we're watching MSNBC right now, and all the buzz is about Hillary announcing her bid to be the first woman president of the United States of America. All the buzz is about that right now. So we'll hear from Hillary a little bit later on today. We'll have sound bites next week and we'll come back on the show on the program. 18 minutes past the hour. 18 minutes past the hour, exactly. Here on the Ron Kelly Show. And then all the other news, all the other goings on we'll be talking about. Not the celebrity nonsense, but all the other news. There's other things going on in the world. We'll talk about those as well. Rand Paul already announced. What a sorry bunch. The Republican voters, the Republican voters should be like, man, what a sorry lineup. Rand Paul. Probably Huckabee a little bit later on. Since he put his Fox News show. Because he can't be on Fox News and on and run president at the same time. Him, you got Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz of all people. And then you got Rick Perry limping into the crowd. Former Governor Rick Perry, who had to step down because of the allegations of wrongdoing on his part, trying to force the prosecutor out of office by keeping the money for a budget, otherwise known as extortion. So, he's got a lot of nerve, actually. He's got a colossal nerve. So what we'll do, we'll take a break. We'll get to all of that. And we'll come back in just a few minutes. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you, too, can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on BlogTalkRadio.com.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked?
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
in
involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barraza's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barraza's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barraza, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. A little under the weather, everybody, but trying to hold on, get this show finished. Thanks so much for this morning. Not sure what happened with Mayor of the City of Irvington, Wayne Smith. I'm not sure what happened with him, but right now it's just me, so thank you to everybody. Thank you everybody for joining me this morning. I don't know if he's having trouble getting through or whatever, but the phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. If you care to get in touch with me, that's the Ron Kelly Show, and you want to make a comment about Walter Scott. Shot in the back with video by a North Charleston police officer. Mother of that officer was on one of the shows, one of the CNN I was watching. The mother was on the air. She really didn't have that much to say about it. And of course, she still supports her son. I mean, that's something that you expect. I don't begrudge her that. Officer Michael Slager is a Slager, I should say, S-L-A-G-E-R, is in prison, is in jail right now. No bail on murder charge. Now, the funny thing about this is that even after all, there still might not be enough for the Justice Department. There still may not be enough for the Justice Department to file civil rights charges against Officer Michael Slager. Still. Because, you know, because it's a setup for the police. Because it's something that you can't dispute unless you have a video like we have now of this Officer Slager shooting Walter Scott back. Other than that, no video, there's no way that you can go into a person's mind and say what they were fearing. So it's a setup for the police department. I'm just fearing my life. Okay, who can dispute that? Nobody. Now, unless you have video. So if there's no video, there's no video, no charges. Now, you can see, now, the reason why I'm so skeptical is because you see what happened in Staten Island. And there was video. And the police officer still wasn't charged with anything. He didn't render aid. None of them rendered aid. You know, the man said he was dying. He just felt like he was saying that so he can get out of the chokehold, which he shouldn't have been in the first place. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's a built-in defense for police officers. And they can just say, hey, you know what? I was in fear of my life. It's a built-in defense. Yeah, he has been fired as well. First they arrested him, now they fired him. And he, now Slager he told the designators after the shooting. Now, before the video came out, they had it all set up. And as a matter of fact, his first lawyer, Slager's first lawyer, walked off the job the first time because of the video. When he saw the video, he bounced. That was it for him. And he got a new lawyer, Andy Sanders. And he faces life imprisonment for the death penalty if he's convicted on a murder charge. How many people actually think he's going to be convicted on a murder charge? Now, his lawyers also said in a statement that they have yet to receive any documents, audio or video tape, other than the arrest warrant. The union has headed for the hills too, as well. The police union that represents, or used to represent, Officer Slade is headed for the hill because of the video that came. He didn't want to suborn perjury. So he bounced. And now there's a new lawyer in place. Now, let's go back to Geraldo for a second. Now, even if there was a stop, let's concede that there was a stop. And the suspect, Walter Scott, did reach for the taser. Now, he never said he reached for his firearm, he said he reached for the taser. Let's concede all of that. Where does justification come in to shoot a man in the back? That's what I don't get. Where does that justification come in? I don't get it. Because there's no justification for shooting a man in the back who's running away. There's no justification for it. It's ridiculous. You see, this case was already set up. And these things were already done. The records were already in. The police report was already in. To damn the individual, Walter Scott, and justified Officer Slager shooting Walter Scott. Now, I'm sure what I'm wondering is if the autopsy was done before the video or after. That's what I want. Before or after? Because if it was done before, then how did they explain the 5 bullet wounds to his back? If the autopsy was done before the video, how did they explain it? Or was it still in the throes of an investigation when the word came down about the video? And then you see on the video, too, Officer Slager running back to the spot where the altercation took place, picking up an object. Now, we don't know what the object is. He dropped it next to the body, Walter Scott's body. Now, the general consensus is that it was the taser. And that's what everybody's saying. It was the taser. It wasn't. So you see some plenty of evidence. That this case is, there's no way that this case should be lost. There's no way, unless the prosecutors are just blind. There's no way. So this is like, this is crazy. And how many other people now? So that's my question. I'm going to dig into that between now and the next show and try to find out when the autopsy came. Or were they still in the throes of an investigation? Because it happened, the video, I believe, came out a couple of days after the shooting. So I don't know how quick they are down southbound in South Carolina, how fast they brought the body in for an autopsy. Not sure. But this is it's just a thing. They keep having it over and over again. Now here we have a clear cut video. In some of the other situations, there were some circumstances that gave these officers some kind of edge, the perceived edge. Yeah. But this man has nothing to work with. He's got nothing to work with. He thought he was dead to rights. That's why he's still in jail. And this is what's supposed to happen. You're not supposed to. It's my own administrative leave that we kill somebody. I don't care what circumstances were. And you don't put them on leave. What you want? It's so ridiculous. You ain't getting spoiled here. 347-426-3214. I'm like counting down the minutes as I get out of here. Not feeling well at all, but still trying to put the show together. As best I could, is Ron Kelly Show. Everybody is on blogtalkradio.com. And you got some things set it up. the spaces we're going to move the show to, so everybody just stay tuned to that. We'll get it together sooner or later. And anybody thinks this is easy business, I'll tell you, it's not easy business. It's not easy business. You have to have some really thick skin. I'd be to do anything to venture out, especially something where you need public acceptance. It's very difficult to get involved in something where you need public acceptance. But you have to remember, it's not that they're rejecting you. Sometimes you just got to get it from the right audience. And that's been a problem here on Ron Kelly's show. We just haven't gotten in front of the right audience. So that's why we're branching out from local affiliates. So if you're out there and you're trying to get your thing on, and you're trying to make things happen, I would say to you, think to me that you're going to have to stick with it and, learn from the no's and rejoice over the yeses, because this radio business or any other business where you need public, because most people when they are not accepted by the public, they curl up into a ball and go away. Whereas I have thought about doing many, many times on my radio show. Nobody wants to do this. I'm out of here. But that's not true at all. That's not true at all. You just have to work hard, you seem to be relevant. Whatever it is you're doing, you're trying to be a stockbroker, you're trying to be a nurse, whatever arena you're trying to break into, you need to stick with it. Don't let your insecurities and feelings invest in it. Because they can. They will. That's pretty big.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BirkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BirkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
It sure is, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I'm losing my voice here a little bit, but still here, still hanging in there. We're trying to finish off the show. For my folks out there listening to the Ron Kelly Show, I want to thank you all so much for joining me, you know, and speaking with the Ron Kelly Show throughout the week. You know, it's been a rough ride here on the show. We keep it going. We keep it moving. You know, despite what happens behind the scenes, the big picture on the web, President Obama shaking hands with President Raul Castro. Now, I have no problem with, you know, absolutely no problem with the president trying to reach out to Cuba, but you know, I kind of have to agree with the Republicans and Coop Brennan's Tea Party on this one. Because what's going to change with Cuba as a result of our friendship, open relations with the United States to do millions of dollars, Cuba travel, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, Cuba, you go to Cuba, you can't get nothing, they can't get nothing. You see cars from the I Love Lucy era. You know, you don't see any new cars. They've been banned from anything in America for the last 50 years. So you see cars over there that are very old. And the only people, the only people who are may have a new car, a new vehicle, or people who live in other areas. I mean, the people who have money. Lamont Gates just texted me and said, I'm sick. I shouldn't try to do a show. Well, duh, Lamont. Yeah, I consider that. I'm not that bad off. But thank you for the input, Lamont Gates. Media social talk area. I'm blocked up. I'm not sure exactly where to go. Go to Media Social Talk area. I don't want to duck out on my listeners without seeing anything. That's how you lose this. But thank you everybody for joining me today. Thank you to Mark for coming. It's the Ron Kelly Show here on Sunday morning. Telling you that the time will change. We're still ironing out some. There's still a few bumps in the carpet with the moves that I talked about last week. There's still some I's undotted and some T's that are not crossed. We are trying to get that together. And what we do, we'll get it. We're going to show you what we're going to set with those stations. In any case, thank you, everybody. We appreciate your indulgence here. I'm not telling the show. Loretta Lynch, still see anybody? Loretta Lynch, U.S. Attorney. Attorney General nominee, U.S. Attorney in New York, still sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time, waiting, still waiting for confirmation, still hasn't had one yet, still, you know, may never get one. Republicans, they'll try to exact revenge. They'll try to exact revenge any way they can. Even if it's defunding Homeland Security, which they almost did. I mean, how can you even imagine defunding Homeland Security? It's so outrageous that you would try to defund Homeland Security. It's ridiculous. It's completely different. But this is what they do. This is what the Kook friends, the Tea Party, the Republicans, this is what they do. We're going to have our way no matter what. And they're very good. Now, the only time they'll back down is when the public speaks out. When there's some public, when there's some public ire. Then they'll back up. So who thinks that Loretta Lynch, if she was white, she would have been a little bit. One of them who thinks that. I think it's more about Obama than her. Because clearly she's qualified to be Attorney General, I believe. She's clearly qualified. But now, is it about her being African American or is it about president? 347-426-8242, 347-426-8242. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's Ron Kelly Show. I'm curious to know what you guys out there think about that. Is the Attorney General, is she being held up because of Obama? Or is she being held up because she's an African? You don't want to get back to the top law enforcement office in the United States. I guess either way, I'm kind of split. Because I know how, you know, from following the president the whole, his whole term, you know, I follow the president. So I know that, you know, I have a, you know, well-documented knowledge of what the president has gone through in the years that he has been president.
prayer was being held up in the community, et cetera. Just like Loretta Lynch, who was going on 100 new innocent about 3 months now. Now everybody knows she should have been confirmed or denied. Well, that's it. Either she's in or she's out. Now, if it was about her, she'd be out, I believe. If it was about her, she'd be out. But it's not about her. I believe it's about the president. Stop switching gears here. Yeah, because when you look at it, if they didn't like it, they just would say, no, I believe it. She's not fit. But she is fit. She's very fit. I think she'll be good to the general for the next year and a half, whatever Obama had left. A year and 8 months, 9 months. Inauguration being in January of 2017, the inauguration. So once again, she's the Republican wants to do it. I said, anyway, we're going to take a break and we're going to be out of here this Saturday. So I'm not going to show it. So we're going to talk about it.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtheradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything. At a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Mr. President, your stimulus is sure to bust. It's just a socialistic scheme. The only thing it will do is kill the American dream. You want to take from achievers? Somehow you think that's fair. And redistribute to those folks who won't get out of their easy chair.
We're having a tea party across the land. If you love this country, come on and join our band. We're standing up for freedom and liberty.
Ooh, yeah.
Cause patriots have shown us freedom ain't free.
Freedom ain't free.
So when they call you a racist, cause you disagree, it's just another of their dirty tricks to silence you and me. I believe in the Constitution and all it stands for. Anyone who tramples
freedom and
free.
Freedom.
We're having a tea party across the land. If
of this country. Come on and join our band, standing up for freedom and liberty.
Ooh, yeah.
The patriot has shown us freedom ain't free.
It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show. You notice I played a couple sound bites. Well, that was a long one. Freedom ain't free by the Civil Tea Party, the Ku Klux Tea Party. Also, I played a clip of the interview that was done with Sarah Palin, when she was the vice presidential candidate in 2008, along with Senator Sherrod King, who's announced that he's running again for another term in Senate. She was saying that she has far files of experience with Alaska is close to. Alaska is close to Russia. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. You know, the first thing they do is they want to blame the media. Drive-by media, as some people call it. The media. It toddles President Obama, leaves everybody else out. Protects, like the media is protecting the president. This is ridiculous. You know, and then this other assertion that the president is such a socialist that he wants to take money from those people. It's just, I mean, anybody falls for that, you're just a idiot. You fall for that argument. If President Obama wants to take money from the rich and get the poor. When has it happened? Has it happened yet? I mean, he's been president for coming up on 7 years. And it hasn't happened. If it has, I haven't seen it. But it's just nonsense that people tend to think that, you know, the president wants to take money from rich and rich. But look at how well good Wall Street did. Wall Street, it was up to 18,000 at one time. None of their money is being taken away. And I think they're very quite happy with the way things are. They're making millions of dollars every day. News fund managers, stockbrokers, et cetera, et cetera. The stock market is breaking records like every week. So to me, that's not an example of socialism, you ask me. I just don't think so. So if you fall for that, you're a fool. But that's what the Republicans do, like the three-card Monty. Remember the three-card Monty guy three-card Monty guy downtown Manhattan next to the Brooklyn Bridge downtown Manhattan. One of those bridges, three-card Monty guy. We always see him separate the three-card Monty guy. If he were the three-card Monty guy, do the old switcheroo he'll do the old switcheroo. You know, you gotta guess what the penalty and what shell, the old shell game. That's what Republicans do. So you play the shell game. You have to play the shell game. They're about trickery. Because they know they don't have like the standard. So they try to trick you. So anyway, we're going to break out of here. Thank everybody for joining me. Today I'm going to show you about 50 seconds left. Thank you so much.
know, you're out there, you can participate in the Rock Kelly Show. We're going to get this thing going. We're going to bring that, we're going to get this thing out. We got to get the rich on for this time. We're going to get for those of you who stuck by the show. Listen, appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next Sunday morning for another edition of Rock Kelly Show. So you're going to try to prepare yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Men that you may not have it all together, you can definitely have it. Thanks so much. I'm out of here.